Every year, a quarter of a million people come to the Masters Golf Tournament in Augusta. A lot of them arrive via jet or private plane. That means big changes at a normally sleepy airport. GPB's Drew Dawson takes us there.
Daniel Field is the older and smaller of Augusta's airports. It's a hub for private aviation. Most days, nobody's even in the control tower.
All right, so that's a Sunday here, and I'll go to the ground.
About Sunday, I'll remember that.
But this isn't most days. It's Masters Week in Augusta, and there's a steady stream of corporate jets and private planes ferrying golfers and guests in and out of town.
We'll have anywhere from 12 to 15 flights a day.
And during this time of year?
We'll have anywhere from 50 to 100, 50 to 100.
Becky Sheely helps manage the FBO, or Fixed Base Operator. That's airport speak for private terminal. On the other side of the airport, David Short is here with his team of retired air traffic controllers. He's in Augusta this week to lead tower operations.
Well, he's out of Palm Beach, Florida. I came out of Greensboro, North Carolina. Bobby's out of Wilmington, North Carolina. And Jim's out of Charlotte, North Carolina.
They're part of a company called AirBoss that comes into small airports near big events all over the country. They show up with their own equipment.
The radios are ours. Now, the computer equipment does still belong to the FAA because it's interfaced with their equipment.
They even have a portable control tower they can tow in behind a pickup truck. They did that last year after Daniel Field was damaged by a storm right before the Masters. They don't use radar. They use binoculars and their own eyes to spot the planes as they approach.
All right, Bobby, get some good eyes.
I'm looking.
The airport itself uses off-road vehicles called gators with signs on the back that say, "Follow me," to guide incoming planes to parking spaces around the airport.
Charlie, turn left on Charlie, cross runway 52.
There is a golf ball at the end of the threshold, right where the display threshold is at the end of the runway on 23.
A golf ball.
We'll pass it along to the airport. That's a power drive from somebody.
The AirBoss crew has been running the Daniel Field Tower for the Masters since 2012, long enough to recognize some of the big-name golfers' planes.
We like one Juliet November, Jack Nicklaus, and one Alpha Pop. He's fly all over the system, Arnold Palmer. That's Adam Scott's airplane down there. Dustin Johnson, one of my favorites, the Glenda Masters.
And long enough to sometimes forget what airport they're at. But as they're quick to point out, they've got the best of both worlds. Travel the country, work just a few weeks each year doing what they love, then back to a comfortable retirement at a beach with a beer, watching birds and planes fly by overhead. For GPB News, I'm Drew Dawson in Augusta.
Come fly with me, let's fly away. If you can use some exotic booze, there's a bar in far Bombay. Come fly with me, let's fly away. Come fly with me, let's float down to Peru.